This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride.
Now it's time for James Finlay's blog. That's a bit gay.
One thing I've always thought was, does someone's personality match their sex personality? As in, does the way someone behave frame how they are in bed? It's always been in the back of my mind, and I'm sure it's been in the back of yours as well. Either that, or I just spend too much time thinking about how good people are in bed. Well, after some research, I'd gathered some pretty good results. But if it wasn't for this first encounter, I would never have thought about this in the first place. I'd never seen anything like it. Okay, so I've got to be work at 8, which means I've got to be home, have a shower, and get ready. So that's 45 minutes, makes it 7:15, taxi there, half an hour, 6:45, time for a sleep, an hour. Take into mind, this is what he is saying out loud whilst looking at his watch, and I'm straddling him ready to be serviced. All right, so we've got 1 hour to do this, so let's get going. Never in my whole life have I encountered sex so mechanical. He was then referred to as mechanical sex guy to my friends. But after finding out what he's like in real life, I am not at all surprised with this. He's the most anal retentive, scheduled guy in the world. He puts Anal Annie to shame. That's assuming she's a real person, right? Well, next on this list is the bad dancer. I've never come across someone this bad. He just had no rhythm. Like, so bad that I would occasionally laugh at his dance floor antics, totally offbeat, and had no idea what the hell he was doing. After looking at him and thinking, you'll do, yes, I know, but it was late, I took him home to test out the theory. I had to make sure he was just a bad dancer though, so I asked on the way home, so was that really not your kind of music, or you just have no idea how to dance? At all. Or both. In which he replied, both. Ace. Straight answer. Turns out he wasn't that bad in the sheets, but the sex wasn't the best I'd had either. Yeah, his rhythm was totally out. And I was expecting that. Maybe it was only okay because I had very low expectations. But hey, at least he knew how to use his fingers.
James's blog, That's a Bit Gay, is published every Thursday and can be found at jamesfinlay.wordpress.com. James, with that closing line,
yeah,
you might have to come to my fisting workshop as part of Melbourne Leather Prime.
Well, I was actually thinking about that. I thought it'd be rude not to come.
Yeah, could learn a few things.
Well, yeah, well, hey, I was thinking I'd never experienced anything
What's
like
with
it.
This wanker who's doing his schedule whilst you're on top? Or
I
underneath?
Know.
I couldn't work that out.
No, I was sitting on top. I was kind of straddling him. Right. But that's not the point.
Like, just
the thing
shove was, your cock in his mouth and say, shut up!
I know, I felt like it. But, you know, he was just talking so much, you never knew where, you know.
But you're right about that whole dancer thing. I had someone come up to me at a certain nightclub here in Melbourne and just tap me on the shoulder and go, come on, let's go. I went, what? I beg your pardon? He went, let's go. I went, oh. What? And he went, you're a really good dancer. You must be a good fuck. Come on, let's go. So,
talking yourself up, Mr. Beck.
I don't have to talk myself up. I've got you to do that.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.